FUBAR, read by Maz Pebbles Sharp and written by Maz Pebbles Sharp. This is tagged Relationship, Rodney McKay, John Shepherd. Characters, Rodney McKay, Taylor Imogen, and Ronan Dex. Additional tags, Fragment, Potential Heartbreak, Unresolved. Part of the Basingstoke Con SGA Write Club 2024. This was a 20-minute free write written at Basingstoke Comic Con on the back of the schedule. The prompt provided by Logic Gun was, "Nothing is fucking going to plan." The background, it was a mess of a con, but what made it was coming together with online friends made through fan fiction. There was a lack of fan-led stuff at the con, so we took matters into our own hands and had an informal writers' meetup on the grass. It was joyous. This is what I wrote in the 20-minute writing session, unedited, down to the unnecessary amounts of exclamation marks. It's silly and possibly doesn't make any sense, but I like it. I'm hoping the others will share the awesome things they wrote, edited or no. "Nothing is fucking going to plan," Taylor said in her usual calm tones. Only Taylor didn't swear. Taylor never swore. Rodney considered the data and concluded that Taylor swearing now might be significant. "Yeah, this is fucked," Ronan said, entering the room with a face like he'd just snorted fire ants. "What?" Rodney asked, beginning to fret. He knew he looked good in his new suit. He'd done his part, and John was waiting for him. Wasn't he? "Rodney, I do not know quite how to tell you this," Taylor said gently. "Oh no. But it's all planned," Rodney said. "The perfect wedding. Simple, that's what John wanted. Elegant. And I helped. I really helped." Taylor looked confused for a moment. "You mean you want this? You want this to go ahead?" "Of course I do. I care about John. It'll make him happy." "What about you, McKay?" Ronan asked. "What do you mean, what about me?" Rodney was so confused. It seemed like there was subtext. He was almost certain Rodney didn't really do subtext. "Do you not love John?" Taylor said bluntly. "Of course I love him," Rodney said. "Duh." "I mean," Taylor said in her patient tone, that let it be known in no uncertain terms, her patience was finite, and the end of it was very much nigh. "Are you not in love with him?" "Oh, that." Rodney's face crumpled. He didn't want to think about that. "Why are you asking me now? John's about to get married." Rodney felt unaccountably close to tears. "Yes, to the wrong man," Ronan said, sounding unreasonably angry. The end. End note. The con was at a hotel, and that made me think of weddings. And it's always pining John with Rodney getting married, so I thought John deserved his turn. I have absolutely no idea what happens next.